Let us consider fathers and our Heavenly Father. Christians are people who live in accordance with the Holy Spirit. And by the Spirit, we are able to cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And John, in his first letter, states the same truth in a vivid and beautiful way. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. We are children of God. He is our Abba, our Heavenly Father, our Dad. However, we're also people of human nature. We have been procreated by human fathers and raised up in worldly experiences. And by them, we can fall into a comparison error when we consider our Heavenly Father. We look at him through the experience of knowing our human fathers. They become our image, our template of our Heavenly Father. Now, if our earthly father is or was, despite his weaknesses and failures, good and kind and loving to us, so then we may see our Heavenly Father. But if our earthly father is or was uncaring about us, unkind, ungentle in his treatment of us, or even worse, always angry and abusive toward us, then that is how we may see our Heavenly Father. We may know through what we're told in church or may read in books that that should not be so. Yet it's a perspective that many cannot escape, inverting the true measure of fatherhood, judging our Heavenly Father by the faults and failures of their human fathers. Now, no earthly father is perfect, even the best of them. And some of them, we need to be honest, are very imperfect, even seeming quite undeserving of the children they have fathered. We also, and again, let's be honest, find some things very hard to understand about our Heavenly Father. And sometimes that difficulty of understanding can be compounded if we fall into the often repeated error of separating the God of the Old Testament from the God in Christ of the New Testament, seeing a wrathful, angry, hard-faced, tough-minded character called God in the Old Testament, and a loving, kind, merciful, forgiving, compassionate God in Christ in the New Testament. See, while we may believe in Jesus, we may fall out of faith with God our Father, seeing him as this not very nice Old Testament angry old man. As it happens, over the last few evenings, I've been rereading Philip Yancey's book, Reaching for the Invisible God. I saw it on my bookshelves and I was felt drawn to reread it. And this week I came to his writing of the experience of Roberta Bondi, a professor of church history. She, Yancey writes, long struggled with the phrase God the Father, mainly because her human father had been for her a harsh and distant figure. He tolerated no imperfections or weaknesses, no disobedience from his children or his wife. He had a clear picture of a daughter, a woman, a wife's, a woman's place, sweet and pliant, quiet and submissive. But Roberta could never be such a daughter. She went through childhood bearing the burden of failing her father. And he left the family before Roberta was 12. And after that, she only saw him yearly. Anger infected her. And if she heard someone say, "God the Father," her anger flared up. Now, as it happened, she entered a career, as we've said, of studying church history. And that led her to study the early church fathers. And they revealed a different view of God. A heavenly Father, a gentle God who loves the ones the world despises, who understands our weaknesses, our temptations, and suffering. That led her to try using the word Father in her prayer, but still she struggled. The idea was being challenged, but not the internal awareness, heart awareness of what it is that God is our Father. Then she came to read John's chapters of Jesus's last conversations with his disciples. And in those, he talks about going away to his Father. But as ever, the disciples don't understand. And Philip blurts out, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus answers, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Those words, "anyone who has seen me has seen the Father," struck Bondi's heart. If Jesus shows special concern for the poor, widows, and social rejects, then so does the Father. If Jesus has women friends and values them, so does the Father. If Jesus weeps with Mary and Martha and allows them to scold him for being late when Lazarus dies, if they can pour out their hurt and anger to Jesus, if all this and more is so, then Bondi realized that she had wrongly projected her fractured image of fatherhood, drawn from her earthly father unto God, her heavenly Father. Through the lens of Jesus, God made visible, she saw the Father anew. She was released from the imprisonment of that false image. She realized that he is the measure of all our fatherhood and the corrective to all our experiences of human fathers who fall short. I invite you to pause here and in the silence to pray a personal prayer of forgiveness over your earthly father for all the ways that they will have fallen short towards you. And if you find that's quite difficult, maybe hard for you to see your father as a person of faults, or it may be hard for you to forgive a father who has slighted you, hurt you, even maybe abused you, then pray for the Holy Spirit to lead you into a truer understanding, lead you into being able to begin to forgive. I invite you to pray forgiveness or to seek help forgiving your earthly father. If this praying for your father conjures up great difficulties and unleashes storms of worry and anxiety and stress in your hearts, then please talk with me or Eleanor, for we are willing to help you through healing of those hurts. In Jesus' name, not by us, but by working with him together for that healing. Let's pray also that as we grow closer to Jesus, we will become more and more aware of the truth that we have a Heavenly Father who has lavished his love upon us, who yearns for us, his children, to know him and come home to him. May his love in and through Christ for us break through any false images of him that may have been painted in our beings by the failures and faults of our earthly fathers. As we see Christ, may we realize we are seeing the Father. May we know that they are one, that they are not two separate gods. They are one God. May the Holy Spirit, in bringing us into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, bring us through him into the knowledge of the Father. For they are one God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who have lavished their love upon us. In Jesus' name we pray.